Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
On this 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, our readings are very much focused on conflict. The first reading is from Wisdom, and it starts by saying, "The wicked say, let us beset the just one because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings." It's a very strong line against really what does a wicked person say and believe. The second reading talks about where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there's disorder in every foul practice. Later it says, "Where do the wars and where do the conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your passions that make war within your members?" And then in the gospel, we have kind of this twofold reality. And I've often like had this kind of humorous vision in my mind of this passage. This is from Mark chapter 9. It starts off by Jesus teaching the disciples that the Son of Man will be handed over to men and they will kill him. And then the end of the passage, he takes a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he says, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." So now the 12 apostles are fighting about who's going to be first, who's better, who's going to be last, who's right, who's wrong. And the readings, first and second readings, are focused on that same reality of who is good, who is wicked, who is evil, who is righteous. Now this causes me to really look at just my experience on things like social media, right? We have all these debates and we have such a divisive culture in our world today. And you can't spend more than a few seconds on something like social media, at least for most people, and not see people disagreeing with one another. But often not just disagreeing, like I'm actually one who loves you would call ideological conflict. Like I love actually arguing about things and debating things. Yeah, my colleagues that I work with, we're very good at that, where we were willing and able to talk about things and argue and have some conflict in our arguments in a healthy way. But you see it quickly on social media that it's just clearly so often done with anger and pride and a righteousness of arguing about who's right and who's wrong. And I just have this humorous vision of this gospel passage of people arguing, trying to figure out who's better, who's right, and then Jesus taking this child and everyone having like, "Oh, look at the child." Like everyone can be united around this idea of a child, of the goodness of a child. I feel this invitation today to look for that unifying factor in my relationships with others. Now, my mom, who passed away 3 months ago today, her and I used to get into some pretty conflicting debates on things, and she would she would want to talk politics all the time. And her and I, we just loved debating politics, and we loved disagreeing about things. And over the course of about 4 years, we had four or five times where it got really, really heated. And I would see that she would be wanting to attack me in some way, or she would want to show me that I'm wrong in some way. And I would just disagree with her. And I never really got upset about it. But every one of these times, it got to a point where I would say, "Mom, I love you. We can disagree on these things. You can think these things. You can think that I'm wrong. But I love you. I just want you to know that. And I love having these conversations with you. But I just want you to know that none of this really matters. Like, having you here, being in relationship with you, and being able to talk to you is something that I love. And this content of what we're talking about isn't something that's going to be riling me up, because this content that we're talking about is a means to a relationship with you." So many times on social media, I question people's arguments and debates, wondering who their God is. What are they praising more than any? What are they really praising? Now, I tend to give people the benefit of the doubt that they have great intentions, that they do love God and are trying to honor God. But I'm moved by today's gospel reading simply to reflect on this unifying factor of love that we can surround ourselves within, and just take a breath and just receive God. "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." We can get really impatient at times with other people. Today, God invites us to sit down and to just enjoy something beautiful that He has made known to us. Let us look for that, especially in times where we're getting riled up in turmoil or finding ourselves having to defend certain areas of our life, to simply remember that God loves us and desires to show us beauty today. Let us pray. God, you are beauty. Help us, Lord, in moments of despair, in moments of impatience, to become aware of your love. Often in the most simplest ways, help us to take a moment to look up to heaven and to breathe in your love for us. We ask this in your name. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.co. At Sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out Sushipe.co and get involved today.